22nd, 1992, were gathered at the bookstore in our first effort to broadcast to another party on a speakerphone. And we've had a lot of difficulty with that. Greetings, Commander.
Good afternoon. I think Dormo's about had a bird. You see, we've only known about this for a month. And every time she's looked at that telephone, she's about had a breakdown to test it. And it tested perfectly. And now she's angry at me. Why don't I fix it? Why didn't I just patch through? We did that with the radio broadcast. No. We have to work through these things. And I'm sorry, it is a little inconvenient, but it seems to be a way that we can have our own meeting and share thoughts with other ones. I think that what they've done is extremely wise and filled with forethought. They have met a time or two. Susie has asked them to write questions, of which she has some 5 pages. And other ones who could not be at the meeting have sent theirs to her. I'm going to have to ascertain whether or not she does have copies, because if she has no copies, then Oberly, someone else will have to read the questions. It will be more quickly done if she can read the questions and you ones can hear them. Obviously, if Dorma opens her eyes, she comes back into this room because she's very unnerved. So I'm not going to ask her to try to read all these questions and then allow me to answer. That will break the pattern here. And when things are not going well, it's very hard to override that consciousness that would like to be pulling these wires apart instead of taping them together. It would be a good idea if, as you go through your weeks, you would write questions. You are, however, going to find that in voicing the questions that have been presented, you're going to find that even though the journals are as available to them as they are to you, you are going to know the answers, and you will be a little bored by the questioner and the question. There is an advantage to the time that we spend together, partially because some of these questions would not have been asked because they are dangerous. When ones come and ask me for frequencies, and will you please tell me how to create this frequency or this, that, or the other thing, ones in this room know I would never answer it. But everyone has a right to ask it. But if you're unprepared with your questions, you won't ever get the answers. And if I cannot answer you to your satisfaction, we can sit and discuss it a little bit. Ones are still seeking their own personal direction. I'll continue this later.
Hello?
Are we online now?
Okay.
Can you get that closer? We'll see if we can get it just a little bit closer, and let's see if it helps you. Are you receiving sufficiently to hear?
Bob, do you have a copy?
I believe you're dead.
He called us back? Did you call him back?
He called you. You still had a red light?
No. I turned it off.
Yeah.
I give him a chance to call again.
Pick up the line and see if
he's still alive. Sure.
You want to call out on ours, do you?
I had asked that they call,
okay,
simply because it is their
nickel
program, and I would like them to be able to discern when to cut it off. You know me, I never leave till 11:30, so. Seems like every subject we might talk about while we're waiting is one they're going to want to hear. One of the more major subjects right now, and Desiree has asked me, how do you explain Semite, anti-Semite? Who are the Khazars? Who are the Shemites? Who are, etc.? And ones want names, places, dates, and phone numbers. Well, I'm not going to go through that. Number one, we've been through it in great detail, or I will cover it. And many questions are asked about that. But a lot of things do need clarifying in the overall concept of timing and players and places. And I think that what you once must hold in your mind when you're trying to figure out who is who, and everyone seems to be a charade. And when your meditation brings you back to the point that this is an experience rather than a reality.
Greetings.
Yes.
How are we doing now?
Hello.
Okay. Let's try it now.
All right. Are you receiving?
Yes, we are receiving.
Well, I'll try to speak right up. I'm Hatan. I come solely in the light of God. I believe that Susie has a list of questions. She has certainly sent a pile of them to me. And I welcome them, and I welcome you. I'm sorry that we're not in person. I would like to handle this any way that you would care to handle it. Is Susie there?
I am here. Welcome, Hatan. Thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Susie. We have a full house here. And we have just experienced modern technology falling completely to shreds. And I refuse to fix it, and my speaker and scribe is mad at me, you know, but we're going to get over this. I calculate that by now you would have been dead 36 minutes. I don't know how to get ones prepared in all instances, and of course every time you go through anything for the first time, there are always bugs. And I use that term wisely because there are every kind of bug that you can conjure in the system. But we welcome the listeners too, because everybody can get a little bit more information. Now, if Susie, do you have the questions? You have copies of all that you sent to me?
Yes.
Do you have a list of questions?
Can she get near the phone so that she can read those questions? We will transcribe them, and I'll go right through them. I think that we should answer first the ones from the ones not able to attend, and then we can move on and go as long as you wish.
All right. David Camdenser was not able to attend.
Yes.
Would you like me to read his question, Hassan?
Yes, please. Just so that everyone here can, we have to read them, and it will save time if you do it.
Fine. His first one, besides asking for protection from the Light Brotherhood, what suggestions do you have to help us with our physical health? Besides common sense measures such as red sunshine, live foods, proper breathing, and so forth, any particular herbs, algae, foods, baths, exercises, and so forth. David is a holistic chiropractor and healer.
Yes, and he's doing just fine. And no, I don't have more to offer you at this time. Always know that there is a physical, I'm talking about natural physics, not hypothetical light frequencies. I'm talking about actual frequencies that are attained when one is asking for a light shield. Please understand that this is not mystical. This is an actual fact and is the only counter to the beam systems that they're throwing at you these days. And I don't have any special food. You ones must know that your soul essence is very separate, an entity from your physical being. I personally don't care what you eat. If you feel better, however, you're probably going to be in better balance mentally. But there is a great misperception that your body has to be some way or another to have your soul in balance, and that is not a fact. Just keep your soul in balance with God. Now everyone, and especially the farther from the source you get completely filled with doubts and begin to listen to what is being told to them. And there will be certain numbers and amounts of ritual being thrown at you that if you do this and you do it at this time and you wear this color while you're doing it, it's going to make a difference. Only mentally will it make a difference. There is great impact and great importance in color tones because they are actual light frequencies. So they do have great, great merit. And they can also destroy. But don't get hung up on that. Keep your thoughts focused, and you will find your protection. We don't have time in this room. We don't have time in this century to give you all the lessons that you need. And you will have special ones coming forth at the proper time in sequence to help you fulfill the mechanism for your utilization in the time of transition of these tones and light frequencies. Both are extremely important. The tonal vibration, the harmonics, if you will, and the light frequencies, which basically are only more and higher frequencied vibration waves and pulses than are the sounds. And all of you will know that you have both light and sound that are imperceptible to your physical being. But they are very perceptible to your soul being. And these are the ones you are calling into play when you are asking for protection from the light. In asking for that protection, you are thrusting forth to your mental house a command to turn on that shield. And mentally, you will produce it. And it will connect with ours. And if you ask and you can't produce it, and you're still learning, you'll get it. It will just be reflected back to you. Is that clear enough to go on to the next?
Yes, you, Eitan. I think so. I think David will be pleased with that. What are the most important steps we can be taking now, besides following God's laws, a given, of course, to further the mission?
Doing this, sharing with each other, giving a support system to each other within those laws. It's hard to follow those laws. You're going to make great errors. And you're going to have great speakers come and tell you, that's wrong. That makes you bigoted. That makes you narrow. That makes you this way or that way. I do not comment on your actions. That is between each one and God. In all instances. But the nation and the people of this world who will walk back to God will go in intent of every effort to follow within those laws. And man's opinion, human's opinion, I'm sorry, is put aside. This is a time of evolvement, a time of transition, and the laws are the laws are the laws. And my sole mission at this time is to bring those truths unto you, along with my brothers, Sananda, for instance, who is your Christed energy, now reached his Sananda energy. Ones have great confusion with the terms. Sananda simply means having arrived at Godness. As the Christ energy, that means that he lived according to the Christ path. Christ is a state of being. It is not a label. It is not a man. It is not a God. It is a state of being. And the Christed path is the one upon which you walk that goes according to the laws of lighted God and Christness. And where many, many errors are being made now, ones are falling into the trap of some of the more fundamentalist movements and deleting Christ from the label and saying in the name of Jesus. Now we must remember, Jesus as representative of Jesus the Christ is one thing, and that energy form will always respond. That is the Christness that responds. Because Jesus as a name was given by Paul of Tarsus, or Saul of Tarsus, after calling himself Paul. And the story given through to you is incorrect in its full meaning. Jesus, J-E-S-U-S, actually it was not even spelled that way, please understand, but that pronunciation was given to Isu. The Christed being's name was Emmanuel, Isu Emmanuel. And that is spelled in many different ways. And in Greek, it was pronounced very much like Jesus, Jesus. And this name, Jesus, that you refer to now, was given by Paul while he traveled in Greece after departure of the Christ. So we must get in attunement with where the errors are slipping through, so that you are not locked into a physical manifestation, unable to integrate the spiritual, which is the Christness. The point is to distract you so that you focus over into the physical aspect only. We will focus now on Jesus. We will focus on an act. Let it be, no matter what it is, in this instance it is a crucifixion. And let us focus on the blood spillage so that the focus becomes the physical and ceases to be the talisman or the reminder or the ritual that reminds you to connect with your Christness. So it is extremely important when you are efforting to make connection to go within and connect with the Christ. Get rid of all this ritual stuff. Ask for Christ. Don't ask for Jesus. That confuses the issue. And if you think about it, you will understand exactly what I mean. You must ask for the Christness, the Godness, or you're going to get a physical entity response. And it will be built around physical doings of some kind or another. And when you begin to do that, you separate out the two, which are basically one. There is only one in any instance. You will all come back into the one. But what humanity has done is separate the energy into the physical and into the spiritual. And you must reunite that into one and make sure your spiritual journey is the emphasis. Because no matter who you are, what you are, ascended masters, etc., etc., all the way down the line, simply are not what you believe them to be. And if you latch into the physical aspect without the ability to release that, when you need to pass on into your ascended state, if you will, you're never going to find that balance with soul. Now, my job, my mission as Hatton is to get that word to you into print. I don't need to get up in Sunday school and preach anything. I am not on a religious mission. I'm not here for new doctrine. I'm here to set the lies to straight. Because until you who have become almost 100%, let us say 99 and 44 one-hundredths, floating percent, ivory soul, bobbling around here, you get in trouble because you get trapped into that physicalness with the inability to understand and discern the difference. And therefore you will conjure up ways of ascending. Many of the groups sit and try to decide and discern and learn how to ascend. I believe one of your questioners asked that very question about ascension. Well, number one, how many have you ever seen ascend? Any of you in the room, either room? I would guess that it is zero. And one's come back to me with, well, but I know that Jesus ascended. No, Jesus did not ascend. The Christ energy ascended, and the higher form aspect of the man ascended with spirit. Because that one must again descend, just as many of you do. When the body was removed from the tomb, it didn't mean it ascended somewhere. It means that the body was moved, or the body got up in its physical state and walked. Now that sounds like heresy. But I want to tell you something. If one is possible, precious ones, so is the other. And with God, all things are possible. And through higher technology, not just God possibility, but through higher technology, you'd be surprised at what's walking around. So don't worry so much about what happens at ascension, during ascension, and after ascension. Just remember that you must get into balance with God with intention of moving back into the ways and balance of God in your experience and in your next experience, because you ones who would be hearing your call, and you wouldn't be sitting there if you didn't hear the call. Ones worry about whether or not the information is getting out. It's getting to the proper ones in the proper sequence. Some of you are getting it a little bit early and are frustrated because you sense you need to do something and you don't know what it is. And I can only urge patience and to wait upon the Lord. I am called satanic. I am called evil. I would believe that those ones who call me that have not read any of the information save one or two liberators, where we must speak of the uncovering of the evil hidden secrets on your place, so that you have a possibility of making changes and changing actually your destiny. You see, you are marching to the drummer who wrote the book. Just before the phone call came through, I was saying in this room that there are some things about these latter days that are just interesting, and they don't get into the journals. We talk about them. This group is ahead because we frequently meet like this. And although it's mostly business and work, we have an opportunity to speak on some of these matters. Desiree will come to me and say, but she calls me Dad. And I like that, because then we're not afraid of each other. It's the same as Norma and Grandfather, Wakan Tonka and Tenkonchula. Each of you have your image with which you're comfortable. And scribes and speakers, although very comfortable with our energies, very frequently will go to one of these other, quote, they think, guides, because they seem more like mommy or daddy. And they don't want to be embarrassed by asking questions to their own scribe, to their own speaker. And that's fine. But as you go out and encounter the public, and one say, well, I don't understand. Just who are these Semites then, if you claim to be? Well, I was just saying, and I think it worthy to include you, that the book was written so that you would march out here to the end and fulfill all of the fortune teller's wishes. You would go into Armageddon and you'd blow up your world. Well, the elite plan for you to go to Armageddon and blow up your own world, but they still plan to have the world, you see. It doesn't have to be that way, but unless you know what went wrong and what is going wrong and who the people are that are doing it to you, there isn't a prayer of you changing it. Because you don't know there is a different way. You still end up trusting these very ones who have destroyed you. So as George and Desiree go forth to speak, they're hounded by these questions. Well then, just who? And how do they fit? Well, if you look at the prophecies and you look at what was said actually from the Old Testament regarding the Jewish nation, and you see, Jew was not a word, and yet we are all, this is what the adversary does to you. We are all required to use that term, because every other term for those people has been written out of the language. And right now, you are in the process, and in Canada, it is already in force. You may not speak out on the Holocaust, which simply means destruction, usually by fire. But there is a law that says you may not speak out about the Holocaust if it differs in any way from the Orthodox version given forth. Well, of course, that means from Israel, doesn't it? Or the men of Zion. The Zionists. That was a word that didn't exist either. Going to Zion meant going home to the city of God. Well, that's still what it means, but now come the Khazarians, who are from the Nordic Rus Mongolian tribe, the adversary, precious ones, came and had a regal empire for over 300 years. And then they dispersed even farther into all of the nations around Russia, what you now call the East Bloc. And it is from those areas that the ones moved into Israel, calling it their rightful place. But now I want to tell you something that should freeze your bones. What does it say in the Old Testament? Look back in Isaiah and a few of those, Ezekiel, some of those Old Testament stories. It said the land of Gog and Magog, didn't it? But guess what else it says? Those of Gog will be in the lands of Palestine in the ending days, the final days. We'll find them in Palestine. Where, precious ones, is Israel? In Palestine, trying to take the last shred of it. And yet you are living in a modern time. And it's very primitive, this modern time. Because the technology of the modern time has been taken, stolen, hidden from you. And you are helpless. The reason right now that Israel is so rapidly occupying the West Bank of Palestine and the Gaza Strip of Lebanon is because they are in a horrendous drought. They have used up their land water to the point that Israel itself cannot survive much longer. And the aquifers, you think it's bad to slant drill oil? My goodness, in the Middle East and in the Holy Lands, water is the precious commodity. And the aquifers are located under Lebanon in the Gaza Strip and under the West Bank. And you are at war. There is a fighting, bombing war going on in Israel and Lebanon. They have never removed the masses of Israeli troops from the Jordanian border. There are masses of your U.S. sophisticated missile launching crews, troops, in North Africa with those missiles pointed at Iraq. You're going to have tomorrow night, I can promise you, it will be heinous on 60 Minutes about all the horrible things Saddam Hussein is doing and has done. George Bush and the elite want you in all-out war, and they plan to do it. They plan to pull it off. Now let's get back to the questions. I have a way of getting completely sidetracked.
Well, that was extremely interesting, Catan, and thank you. We've had two questions out of 47. Is Dharma going to be able to stick with us?
We always close 11:30.
All right. The next question. Sometimes I seem to feel so lonely and overwhelmed by the magnitude of the task and the depth of human conditioning. I would like your suggestions to, one, prevent this from occurring, and two, to help snap out of this if I am in it.
One, you can't help it from occurring. Two, turn your thoughts to the positive things that you might do. I hear you. This is the hardest part. I have to remind you the hardest part that you ones of the remnant will walk through is the having to allow these other things to come to be and releasing ones who do not want your way. I cannot stress often enough to you ones who feel the need to participate that you do. We talk about migrations. I'm sorry to misinform you. I mean to inform you of the misinformation presented to me in one of these writings, one of these questions, where you have been told by someone that the first migration will be soon. Sorry about that. The first migration already happened, and you are back. And I got a lot of ahas in this room. Well, if I've been and I'm back, why don't I understand? Because you are back agreeing not to press the capabilities that you have in the other dimension in this one. It must be done, and it must be done in a human earth way. This transition. You once, many of you, are back because you were in the first migration. I will tell you now that the first 1,000 years are past. And evil was loosed a second time. And you don't remember the good times, do you? Well, there was 1,000 years of good times. While evil was bound, if you will. And now you've made it back to the big one. But during that period of time, you ones who would be making this transition as a portion of the remnant got your training. And you're not going to remember but bits and pieces of that. Or as your service comes to be, you will recognize it. And until that moment, you will wonder what it is your job is. You will always laugh, and Dorma is incensed that I continually tell this, because she says, number one, I'm not a writer, I'm not a speaker, and I'm waiting for my purpose. Well, ones would often say that this is her purpose, but you know what? She knows better. It's not her greatest purpose. So all of you must be patient. It will not be unwound for you. You will have to pick up the signals. And you want me to tell you what is your purpose, not on your life. You must locate your purpose. I can give you a purpose. I can tell you what it is. And the minute something goes wrong, well, Hatton told me. No, thank you. Believe me, if you are interested and searching, you will find it. And it will be exactly the right time. God does not make sloppy plans. It seems like the adversary is winning. Oh no, the adversary has already lost. But the play must be finished. And you're in for some wondrous experience along with that which seems to be so negative. Someone has to show the way. The hardest thing you will find in all your experience in your dimension at this time is the having to release and serve when you can't pick up all the fragments and bring them with you. And it's hard training, and you ones are put through it continually with family members, loved ones, actually deserting you, actually threatening you, pulling away from you, because they cannot deal with it. That's part of your testing, precious ones. What will you do? You may not, as servants of God, force anyone to do anything, but to allow them to pull you down is a grave error in judgment. Give me another question, please, Susie.
Thank you, Hatan. Is it essential for our viability to leave the city? If so, by when? Any specific recommendations for possible living sites?
Well, ones always want that safety measure. And if you are serving, it doesn't matter where you are. So look very carefully at why you may be searching for the safe place. Because one place in my command is just as safe as another. There are reasons that some places may be physically a little bit safer, but if you are in the service, you're going to be in the right place anyway. Cities are going to be a very horrendous place to be, simply because they're going to be horrendous. This is where the most pressures come, the gangs. And in the outlying places, yes, there will be evil in those places, even in the small towns. But you will find that the gangs and these totally evil beings that inhabit the density or the densest portions of your major cities will remain there. And in almost all instances, where you have the largest and the greatest cities, most of it will be sucked into the sea anyway. And that is not God's plan. That is man's plan. So that you're going to have to judge for self as to when. The signs are all there. I don't give wins. I will also say for your group, there are many things that I may answer, many things that I refuse to answer, some things I don't care enough about to answer, and some things I won't answer, but I'll tell you which it is. This one is I won't.
All right.
I have a message to Hatan sitting on the desk that says, Hatan tells us all these things and they never happen. Well, I don't know what this party has read, but this is one of your major channels. And I believe that anyone who knows Hatan just heard what I said and will never say that Hatan told us at 3 o'clock on Thursday. I may tell you that that is what is projected. And I may tell you that I see how it could happen. But I do not fortune tell. So let's have another question.
Would you please comment on the spiritual validity or lack of the Course on Miracles?
I think it is a remarkable, remarkable set of early learning material. I recognize that it's questioned a lot. And for ones who have advanced into their service already, will find it quite kindergarten, frankly. But when embarking on this journey into spiritual truth, it is one of the greatest tools that has been presented to man. Hold just a minute. We need to change one of these remarks.
The 22nd, 1992, we're gathered at the bookstore in our first effort to broadcast to another party on a speakerphone. And we've had a lot of difficulty with that. Greetings, Commander.
Good afternoon. I think. Dormo's about to have a bird. You see, we've only known about this for a month. And every time she's looked at that telephone, she's about had a breakdown to test it. And it tested perfectly. And now she's angry at me. Why don't I fix it? Why didn't I just patch through? We did that with a radio broadcast. No. We have to work through these things. And I'm sorry, it is a little inconvenient, but it seems to be a way that we can have our own meeting and share thoughts with other ones. I think that what they've done is extremely wise and filled with forethought. They have met a time or two. Susie has asked them to write questions, of which she has some 5 pages. And other ones who could not be at the meeting have sent theirs to her. I'm going to have to ascertain whether or not she does have copies, because if she has no copies, then Oberly, someone else will have to read the questions. It will be more quickly done if she can read the questions and you ones can hear them. Obviously, if Dorma opens her eyes, she comes back into this room because she's very unnerved. So I'm not going to ask her to try to read all these questions and then allow me to answer. That will break the pattern here. And when things are not going well, it's very hard to override that consciousness that would like to be pulling these wires apart instead of taping them together. It would be a good idea if, as you go through your weeks, you would write questions. You are, however, going to find that in voicing the questions that have been presented, you're going to find that even though the journals are as available to them as they are to you, you are going to know the answers, and you will be a little bored by the questioner and the question. There is an advantage to the time that we spend together, partially because some of these questions would not have been asked because they are dangerous. When ones come and ask me for frequencies, and will you please tell me how to create this frequency or this, that, or the other thing, ones in this room know I would never answer it. But everyone has a right to ask it. But if you're unprepared with your questions, you won't ever get the answers. And if I cannot answer you to your satisfaction, we can sit and discuss it a little bit. Ones are still seeking their own personal direction. I'll continue this later.
Hello?
Are we on line now?
Okay.
Can you get that closer? We'll see if we can get it just a little bit closer, and let's see if it helps you. Are you receiving sufficiently to hear?
Bob, do you have a copy?
I believe you're dead.
He called us back. Did you call him back?
He called me. He took the assembly. You still had a red light?
No. I turned it off. I give him a chance to call again.
Pick up the line and see if
it's the line alive.
You want to call out on ours, do you? Well,
I had asked that they call,
okay,
simply because it is their
Nickel.
Program, and I would like them to be able to discern when to cut it off. You know me, I never leave till 11:30, so... Seems like every subject we might talk about while we're waiting is one they're going to want to hear. One of the more major subjects right now, and Desiree has asked me, how do you explain Semite, anti-Semite? Who are the Khazars? Who are the Shemites? Who are, etc.? And ones want names, places, dates, and phone numbers. Well, I'm not going to go through that. Number one, we've been through it in great detail, or I will cover it. And many questions are asked about that. But a lot of things do need clarifying in the overall concept of timing and players and places. And I think that what you once must hold in your mind when you're trying to figure out who is who, and everyone seems to be a charade. And when your meditation brings you back to the point that this is an experience rather than a reality.
Greetings.
Yes.
How are we doing now?
Hello.
Okay. Let's try it now.
All right. Are you receiving?
Yes, we are receiving.
Well, I'll try to speak right up. I'm Hatan. I come solely in the light of God. I believe that Susie has a list of questions. She has certainly sent a pile of them to me. And I welcome them, and I welcome you. I'm sorry that we're not in person. I would like to handle this any way that you would care to handle it. Is Susie there?
I am here. Welcome, Natan. Thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Susie. We have a full house here. And we have just experienced modern technology falling completely to shreds. And I refuse to fix it, and my speaker and scribe is mad at me, you know, but we're going to get over this. I calculate that by now you would have been dead 36 minutes. I don't know how to get ones prepared in all instances, and of course every time you go through anything for the first time, there are always bugs. And I use that term wisely because there are every kind of bug that you can conjure in the system. But we welcome the listeners too, because everybody can get a little bit more information. Now, if Susie, do you have the questions?
Susie?
Yes. You have copies of all that you sent to me?
Yes.
Yes, the list of questions.
Can she get near the phone so that she can read those questions? We will transcribe them, and I'll go right through them. I think that we should answer first the ones from the ones not able to attend, and then we can move on and go as long as you wish.
All right. David Kamnitzer was not able to attend.
Yes.
Would you like me to read his question, Hassan?
Yes, please, just so that everyone here can... We have to read them, and it will save time if you do it.
Fine. His first one, besides asking for protection from the Light Brotherhood, what suggestions do you have to help us with our physical health? Besides common sense measures such as red sunshine, live foods, proper breathing, and so forth, any particular herbs, algae, foods, baths, exercises, and so forth. David is a holistic chiropractor and healer.
Yes, and he's doing just fine. And no, I don't have more to offer you at this time. Always know that there is a physical... I'm talking about natural physics, not hypothetical light frequencies. I'm talking about actual frequencies that are attained when one is asking for a light shield. Please understand that this is not mystical. This is an actual fact and is the only counter to the beam systems that they're throwing at you these days. And I don't have any special food. You ones must know that your soul essence is very separate, an entity from your physical being. I personally don't care what you eat. If you feel better, however, you're probably going to be in better balance mentally. But there is a great misperception that your body has to be some way or another to have your soul in balance, and that is not a fact. Just keep your soul in balance with God. Now, everyone, and especially the farther from the source you get completely filled with doubts and begin to listen to what is being told to them. And there will be certain numbers and amounts of ritual being thrown at you that if you do this and you do it at this time and you wear this color while you're doing it, it's going to make a difference. Only mentally will it make a difference. There is great impact and great importance in color tones because they are actual light frequencies. So they do have great, great merit. And they can also destroy. But don't get hung up on that. Keep your thoughts focused and you will find your protection. We don't have time in this room. We don't have time in this century to give you all the lessons that you need. And you will have special ones coming forth at the proper time in sequence to help you fulfill the mechanism for your utilization in the time of transition of these tones and light frequencies. Both are extremely important. The tonal vibration, the harmonics, if you will, and the light frequencies, which basically are only more and higher frequencied vibration waves and pulses than are the sounds. And all of you will know that you have both light and sound that are imperceptible to your physical being, but they are very perceptible to your soul being. And these are the ones you are calling into play when you are asking for protection from the light. in asking for that protection, you are thrusting forth to your mental house a command to turn on that shield. And mentally, you will produce it. And it will connect with ours. And if you ask and you can't produce it, and you're still learning, you'll get it. It will just be reflected back to you. Is that clear enough to go on to the next?
Thank you, Atan. I think so. I think David will be pleased with that. What are the most important steps we can be taking now, besides following God's laws, a given, of course, to further the mission?
Doing this, sharing with each other, giving a support system to each other within those laws. It's hard to follow those laws. You're going to make great errors. And you're going to have great speakers come and tell you, that's wrong. That makes you bigoted. That makes you narrow. That makes you this way or that way. I do not comment on your actions. That is between each one and God. In all instances. But the nation and the people of this world who will walk back to God will go in intent of every effort to follow within those laws. And man's opinion, human's opinion, I'm sorry, is put aside. This is a time of evolvement, a time of transition. And the laws are the laws are the laws. And my sole mission at this time is to bring those truths unto you, along with my brothers, Sananda, for instance, who is your Christed energy, now reached his Sananda energy. Ones have great confusion with the terms. Sananda simply means having arrived at Godness. As the Christ energy, that means that he lived according to the Christ path. Christ is a state of being. It is not a label. It is not a man. It is not a God. It is a state of being. And the Christed path is the one upon which you walk that goes according to the laws of lighted God and Christness, and where many, many errors are being made now. Ones are falling into the trap of some of the more fundamentalist movements and deleting Christ from the label and saying in the name of Jesus. Now we must remember, Jesus, as representative of Jesus the Christ, is one thing, and that energy form will always respond. That is the Christness that responds. Because Jesus, as a name, was given by Paul of Tarsus, or Saul of Tarsus, after calling himself Paul. And the story given through to you is incorrect in its full meaning. Jesus, J-E-S-U-S, actually it was not even spelled that way, please understand, but that pronunciation was given to Isu. The Christed being's name was Emmanuel, Isu Emmanuel. And that is spelled in many different ways. And in Greek, it was pronounced very much like Jesus. Jesus. And this name, Jesus, that you refer to now, was given by Paul while he traveled in Greece after departure of the Christ. So we must get in attunement with where the errors are slipping through, so that you are not locked into a physical manifestation, unable to integrate the spiritual, which is the Christness. The point is to distract you so that you focus over into the physical aspect only. We will focus now on Jesus. We will focus on an act. Let it be, no matter what it is, in this instance it is a crucifixion. And let us focus on the blood spillage, so that the focus becomes the physical and ceases to be the talisman or the reminder or the ritual that reminds you to connect with your Christness. So it is extremely important when you are efforting to make connection to go within and connect with the Christ. Get rid of all this ritual stuff. Ask for Christ. Don't ask for Jesus. That confuses the issue. And if you think about it, you will understand exactly what I mean. You must ask for the Christness, the Godness, or you're going to get a physical entity response. And it will be built around physical doings of some kind or another. And when you begin to do that, you separate out the two, which are basically one. There is only one in any instance. You will all come back into the one. But what humanity has done is separate the energy into the physical and into the spiritual. And you must reunite that into one and make sure your spiritual journey is the emphasis. Because no matter who you are, what you are, ascended masters, etc., etc., all the way down the line, simply are not what you believe them to be. And if you latch into the physical aspect without the ability to release that, when you need to pass on into your ascended state, if you will, you're never going to find that balance with soul. Now, my job, my mission as Hatton is to get that word to you into print. I don't need to get up in Sunday school and preach anything. I am not on a religious mission. I'm not here for a new doctrine. I'm here to set the lies to straight. Because until you, who have become almost 100%, let us say 99 and 44 one-hundredths, floating percent, ivory soul, bobbling around here, you get in trouble because you get trapped into that physicalness with the inability to understand and discern the difference. And therefore you will conjure up ways of ascending. Many of the groups sit and try to decide and discern and learn how to ascend. I believe one of your questioners asked that very question about ascension. Well, number one, how many have you ever seen ascend? Any of you in the room, either room? I would guess that it is zero. And one's come back to me with, well, but I know that Jesus ascended. No, Jesus did not ascend. The Christ energy ascended, and the higher form aspect of the man ascended with spirit. Because that one must again descend, just as many of you do. When the body was removed from the tomb, it didn't mean it ascended somewhere. It means that the body was moved. Or, the body got up in its physical state and walked. Now that sounds like heresy. But I want to tell you something. If one is possible, precious ones, so is the other. And with God, all things are possible. And through higher technology, not just God possibility, but through higher technology, you'd be surprised at what's walking around. So don't worry so much about what happens at ascension, during ascension, and after ascension. Just remember that you must get into balance with God with intention of moving back into the ways and balance of God in your experience and in your next experience, because you ones who would be hearing your call, and you wouldn't be sitting there if you didn't hear the call. Ones worry about whether or not the information is getting out. It's getting to the proper ones in the proper sequence. Some of you are getting it a little bit early and are frustrated because you sense you need to do something and you don't know what it is. And I can only urge patience and to wait upon the Lord. I am called satanic. I am called evil. I would believe that those ones who call me that have not read any of the information save one or two liberators, where we must speak of the uncovering of the evil hidden secrets on your place, so that you have a possibility of making changes and changing actually your destiny. You see, you are marching to the drummer who wrote the book. Just before the phone call came through, I was saying in this room that there are some things about these latter days that are just interesting, and they don't get into the journals. We talk about them. This group is ahead because we frequently meet like this. And although it's mostly business and work, we have an opportunity to speak on some of these matters. Desiree will come to me and say, but she calls me Dad. And I like that, because then we're not afraid of each other. It's the same as Norma and Grandfather, Wakan Tonka and Tenkonchula. Each of you have your image with which you're comfortable. And scribes and speakers, although very comfortable with our energies, very frequently will go to one of these other, quote, they think, guides, because they seem more like mommy or daddy. And they don't want to be embarrassed by asking questions to their own scribe, to their own speaker. And that's fine. But as you go out and encounter the public, and one say, well, I don't understand. Just who are these Semites then, if you claim to be? Well, I was just saying, and I think it worthy to include you, that the book was written so that you would march out here to the end and fulfill all of the fortune teller's wishes. You would go into Armageddon and you'd blow up your world. Well, the elite plan for you to go to Armageddon and blow up your own world, but they still plan to have the world, you see. It doesn't have to be that way, but unless you know what went wrong and what is going wrong and who the people are that are doing it to you, there isn't a prayer of you changing it, because you don't know there is a different way. You still end up trusting these very ones who have destroyed you. So as George and Desiree go forth to speak, they're hounded by these questions. Well, then just who? And how do they fit? Well, if you look at the prophecies and you look at what was said actually from the Old Testament regarding the Jewish nation, and you see Jew was not a word. And yet we are all, this is what the adversary does to you. We are all required to use that term because every other term for those people has been written out of the language. And right now you are in the process, and in Canada it is already in force. You may not speak out on the Holocaust, which simply means destruction, usually by fire. But there is a law that says you may not speak out about the Holocaust if it differs in any way from the Orthodox version given forth. Well, of course, that means from Israel, doesn't it? Or the men of Zion. The Zionists. That was a word that didn't exist either. Going to Zion meant going home to the city of God. Well, that's still what it means, but now come the Khazarians, who are from the Nordic, Rus, Mongolian tribe, the adversary, precious ones, came and had a regal empire for over 300 years. And then they dispersed even farther into all of the nations around Russia, what you now call the East Bloc. And it is from those areas that the ones moved into Israel, calling it their rightful place. But now I want to tell you something that should freeze your bones. What does it say in the Old Testament? Look back in Isaiah and a few of those, Ezekiel, some of those Old Testament stories. It said the land of Gog and Magog, didn't it? But guess what else it says? Those of Gog will be in the lands of Palestine in the ending days, the final days. We'll find them in Palestine. Where, precious ones, is Israel? In Palestine, trying to take the last shred of it. And yet you are living in a modern time. And it's very primitive, this modern time, because the technology of the modern time has been taken, stolen, hidden from you. And you are helpless. The reason right now that Israel is so rapidly occupying the West Bank of Palestine and the Gaza Strip of Lebanon is because they are in a horrendous drought. They have used up their land water to the point that Israel itself cannot survive much longer. And the aquifers, you think it's bad to slant drill oil? My goodness, in the Middle East and in the Holy Lands, water is the precious commodity. And the aquifers are located under Lebanon, in the Gaza Strip, and under the West Bank. And you are at war. There is a fighting, bombing war going on in Israel and Lebanon. They have never removed the masses of Israeli troops from the Jordanian border. There are masses of your U.S. sophisticated missile launching crews, troops in North Africa with those missiles pointed at Iraq You're going to have tomorrow night, I can promise you, it will be heinous on 60 Minutes about all the horrible things Saddam Hussein is doing and has done. George Bush and the elite want you in all-out war, and they plan to do it. They plan to pull it off. Now let's get back to the questions. I have a way of getting completely sidetracked.
Well, that was extremely interesting, Catan, and thank you. We've had two questions out of 47. Is Dharma going to be able to stick with it?
We always close 11:30.
All right. The next question. Sometimes I seem to feel so lonely and overwhelmed by the magnitude of the task and the depth of human conditioning. I would like your suggestions to, one, prevent this from occurring, and two, to help snap out of this if I am in it.
One, you can't help it from occurring. Two, turn your thoughts to the positive things that you might do. I hear you. This is the hardest part. I have to remind you, the hardest part that you ones of the remnant will walk through is the having to allow these other things to come to be and releasing ones who do not want your way. I cannot stress often enough to you ones who feel the need to participate that you do. We talk about migrations. I'm sorry to misinform you. I mean to inform you of the misinformation presented to me in one of these writings, one of these questions, where you have been told by someone that the first migration will be soon. Sorry about that. The first migration already happened, and you are back. And I got a lot of ahas in this room. Well, if I've been and I'm back, why don't I understand? Because you are back agreeing not to press the capabilities that you have in the other dimension in this one. It must be done, and it must be done in a human earth way. This transition. You once, many of you, are back because you were in the first migration. I will tell you now that the first 1,000 years are past. And evil was loosed a second time. And you don't remember the good times, do you? Well, there was 1,000 years of good times. While evil was bound, if you will. And now you've made it back to the big one. But during that period of time, you ones who would be making this transition as a portion of the remnant got your training. And you're not going to remember but bits and pieces of that. Or as your service comes to be, you will recognize it. And until that moment, you will wonder what it is your job is. You will always laugh, and Dharma is incensed that I continually tell this. Because she says, number one, I'm not a writer, I'm not a speaker, and I'm waiting for my purpose. Well, ones would often say that this is her purpose. But you know what? She knows better. It's not her greatest purpose. So all of you must be patient. It will not be unwound for you. You will have to pick up the signals. And you want me to tell you what is your purpose. Not on your life. You must locate your purpose. I can give you a purpose. I can tell you what it is. And the minute something goes wrong, well, Hatton told me. No, thank you. Believe me, if you are interested and searching, you will find it. And it will be exactly the right time. God does not make sloppy plans. It seems like the adversary is winning. Oh no, the adversary has already lost. But the play must be finished. And you're in for some wondrous experience along with that which seems to be so negative. Someone has to show the way. The hardest thing you will find in all your experience in your dimension at this time is the having to release and serve when you can't pick up all the fragments and bring them with you. And it's hard training. And you ones are put through it continually with family members, loved ones, actually deserting you, actually threatening you, pulling away from you, because they cannot deal with it. That's part of your testing, precious ones. What will you do? You may not, as servants of God, force anyone to do anything, but to allow them to pull you down is a grave error in judgment. Give me another question, please, Susie.
Thank you, Hatton. Is it essential for our viability to leave the city? If so, by when? Any specific recommendations for possible living sites?
Well, ones always want that safety measure. And if you are serving, it doesn't matter where you are. So look very carefully at why you may be searching for the safe place. Because one place in my command is just as safe as another. There are reasons that some places may be physically a little bit safer. But if you're in the service, you're going to be in the right place anyway. Cities are going to be a very horrendous place to be, simply because they're going to be horrendous. This is where the most pressures come, the gangs. And in the outlying places, yes, there will be evil in those places, even in the small towns. But you will find that the gangs and these totally evil beings that inhabit the density or the densest portions of your major cities will remain there. And in almost all instances where you have the largest and the greatest cities, most of it will be sucked into the sea anyway. And that is not God's plan. That is man's plan. So that you're going to have to judge for self as to when. The signs are all there. I don't give wins. I will also say for your group, there are many things that I may answer, many things that I refuse to answer, some things I don't care enough about to answer, and some things I won't answer, but I'll tell you which it is. This one is I won't.
All right.
I have a message to Hatton sitting on the desk that says, Hatton tells us all these things and they never happen. Well, I don't know what this party has read, but this is one of your major channels. And I believe that anyone who knows Hatton just heard what I said and will never say that Hatton told us at 3 o'clock on Thursday. I may tell you that that is what is projected. And I may tell you that I see how it could happen. but I do not fortune tell. So let's have another question.
Would you please comment on the spiritual validity or lack of the Course on Miracles?
I think it is a remarkable, remarkable set of early learning material. I recognize that it's questioned a lot, and for ones who have advanced into their service already will find it quite kindergarten, frankly. But when embarking on this journey into spiritual truth, it is one of the greatest tools that has been presented to man.
Excuse me,
Hold just a minute. We need to change one of these remarks.